This is the Apple This Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Gabriel Oria. In this little podcast, I am going to show you how to make a ringtone with Amadeus Pro. So the first thing we're going to do here is we're going to look for our file, which is Lost by Dion Timmer. We're going to open it up.
Computer, Gabe, data volume.
And this is assuming you know basic Mac commands, not only VoiceOver, basic Mac commands.
In data volume. Open. Songs folder. Open. List view. Table. Dion Timmer folder. Open. In Lost. Single folder. Open. In 01.
Okay. So, Amadeus Pro is my default player. Sorry about that. So, what we're going to do...
01 Lost MP3 MP3 dot...
is open it up.
Open. Amadeus app button. 01 Lost MP3 window.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is mute my mic here and let you guys listen to the file. I'm just going to warn you guys, it's a little bit loud. The song is loud, so yeah. We're going to mute my mic here, and we'll see you guys once we're ready to make our selection where we want to start from. And note, you will hear me fast forwarding. Here we go. Okay, so here comes the part I want. So here it is. I'm gonna hit P, as in Papa. So that's where I want to stop. So I'm gonna hit space and stop it. We're gonna hit the other, set our other marker here by hitting P. Now we're gonna hit Command Y to, VoiceOver will tell you.
Move insertion point to playhead.
Then we're gonna hit Command Left Arrow.
Extend to previous marker.
Now after doing that, you're gonna hit Command C.
Copy.
And then, since we do not need this document anymore, we are going to
close. There is no item with key. New sound document. On top.
And paste.
Paste.
Now you can tell that's kind of loud. So
select
we are
all.
Going to
menu bar. Apple.
Go into the menu bar here. We're going to veer right until we get to, I believe, its effects.
View. Sound. Tracks. Apple.
Actually, I will show you what's here. Obviously, there's your Apple menu and your Amadeus Pro menu.
Amadeus Pro. File.
File.
Edit.
Edit.
View. Selection. Sound. Tracks. Effects. Analyze. Window. Help. Help. Win. And effect. Trap. Effect. Effect. Repeat. Effect.
So
repeat. Last action.
Here.
Dim command. T.
We're going to show you guys what's in the menu.
Effects. Repeat. Last action. Dim command. T. Echo ellipsis. Amplify ellipsis. Change pitch and speed ellipsis. Stereo utilities. Submenu. Audio units. Submenu. VST effects. Submenu. Fading. Submenu. Normalize ellipsis. Equalizers. Submenu. Reverse. Denoising. Submit. Interpolate. Dip. Generators. Submit. Generate silence ellipsis. Generate silence. Repeat. Amplify ellipsis.
We're gonna go to amplify. Oops.
Prep. Amplify. DB. DB. 100. DB. 100. Content selected. Edit text.
That is a big mistake.
Selection.
So what you're gonna do is you're gonna delete all that.
Dash.
And we're gonna go about minus 5?
5.
Let's see how much it'll help.
0.5.
Minus.
Dash. 5.
5.
5 dB fading 0 second
and
linear smooth cancel apply default button scroll area.
We can apply it by viewing right or pressing enter. So we're gonna hit command
amplify by minus 5.0
T.
decibels.
Now we're gonna undo that actually.
Undo amplify.
So we're going to
select
go
all
back
menu
in
bar
here.
With analyze effect of amp echo amplify ellipsis.
We're gonna go back and amplify it by maybe
amplify amplify minus 5 dB minus 5
maybe minus 3 dB.
Scroll.
Okay. That sounds much better. Okay, so we're done. So what we're going to do now is we're going to hit Command Shift S.
Save as.
Now we're going to type
untitled M4.
Lost, comma,
space,
Dion,
Dion, T, N,
and
Dion,
Timmer,
Timmer.
Okay.
Disk lost, Dion Timmer, tag, where, documents.
That's fine in our documents.
Format button, iPhone ringtone.
And that's fine as iPhone ringtone, so we're going to hit.
Saving the document in the selected format may result in the loss slash alteration of some features as described below. Do you wish to proceed nevertheless? The list of markers will not be saved. The list of no, yes, default button.
Yes.
Press untitled. Scroll area.
And we're done. So we're going to
finder.
Quit out of that. Go into our documents folder.
Document. September.
We're going to type in
Dion Timmer M4R.
Lost Dion Timmer M4R. We're going to copy
that. Copy lost.
Now I have an alias on my documents.
Automatically add to iTunes alias.
Called that.
Okay.
I'm going to open that up and I'm going to hit Command Option V.
Move item here.
So we're good now. We're going to open up iTunes here and proceed
volume,
to grab
iTunes,
our
iTunes,
iPhone's
window, music, table,
power
has keyboard
adapter
focus.
Slash syncing cable.
Preview.
And plugging her in and syncing it. So I'm going to pause and I'll be right back when I've gotten my cable and my iPhone. All right, we're back. And yeah, let's see.
Mute bird lights, great prop for you.
So what I'm also going to demonstrate today is we will set a timer with the ringtone for you guys.
Library, iPhone, music,
so you guys can hear it in action. Now, the reason why I turned down the volume on it a little bit is because my system volume on my phone is set to 100%, so I don't want any speaker blowouts.
iPhone, music.
Ever.
iPhone.
Until I need to get a new phone. So we're going to go...
Previous.
Here and select the
play
iPhone.
Play button. Neck. One air app up. Back. For new iPhone. Pop up button. Back button.
So we're in the iPhone.
Forward. Dim button.
Now.
Dot. Sync.
Normally, if you don't have any tones on the iPhone already, you would go to the tones select.
Free 104. Other. Dot. At audio. Sub device side. In device apps. Music. Movie. TV show. Tones. Tone. In. Sync tones. Check. 15 tones.
15 tones. You'd click the sync tones.
Sync
tones. And sync all ringtones.
Out of tones.
But. Since I already have tones,
done, sync.
We're just going to hit the sync button.
Press sync, dim button.
So after hitting the sync button,
replay net one error up neck else in else zero zero backing up.
It is backing up, so we're going to pause and we'll be back once the backup and sync is finished. Boom. So we're done.
Done button. Prep music.
And let's go.
Quit.
And open up.
Clock 5:40 p.m.
Let's go to clock. And actually, what I will do is have my... Actually, never mind. I was going to run my audio, but never mind.
6, 2:50, 3 p.m. Stopwatch. Tab.
So...
Timer, tab, 5, timer, heading.
Go to the timer.
0 hours, pick her up, 0 minutes, 15 seconds, pick her item, 4, 13, 12 seconds, 11, 10 seconds.
Let's set that to 10.
When timer ends, rate, cancel. When timer ends, radar.
Now we're going to go find...
Search chime, bulleted, begin, apex, selected, versus on the floor.
So that's Versace on the Floor by Bruno Mars.
That's what I like. Something just like this, not something just like this. Edited. Lost, Dion Timmer.
And we're going to pick that.
Active. Lost, Dion Timmer.
You get the
select
idea.
Despacito.
And then I have Despacito.
Set.
So we're going to hit set.
Timer. Hit 0, 10 second. Wind timer. Cancel.
Start.
Pause.
We're going to hit the home button.
Lock, 5.
And lock it. And put the phone down. Here we go. And let's see how the loop is. Pretty good. So let's authenticate.
5:42 p.m. Clock.
And Close settings. Closing clock. Close clock. There you go. All right. So that's a wrap. That's it for this podcast. Thanks, guys. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, go ahead at Gabriel_Oria. And Skype is GabLovesTech. That is GABLOVESTECH. Thanks, guys, again for listening, and I will see you guys in the next one.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.